And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, or if you just can believe, believing is a big part of life. And I'm not suggesting believing is easy, but it's not impossible. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And then the Bible said the boy's father cried out with tears, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. He didn't have any peace. You know why he didn't have any peace? Because he had unbelief in his heart. And until he could resolve the issue of unbelief, he could not have peace. There is a tremendous difference between a man who believes and a man who's struggling to believe. You see, some folks believe. Sort of like the little story I told you about the resurrection. There was a couple that lost a child. They buried their son, and the next Sunday they were in church teaching Bible class. And somebody said, I don't see how they do that. And the little boy said, but they believe. And they said, believe what? The little boy said, they believe in the resurrection. And the man said, well, all of us believe in that. And the little boy said, but not like they do. You see, some folks sure enough believe the Bible. See, some folks, God is looking for folks who got enough audacity to just believe his word. Stand out and step out on the naked word of God. That I'm going to trust him for every situation in life. And do you not know the Bible says in Isaiah 26:3, perfect peace belongs to those whose minds are stayed on God. You know why? Because they believe. If you want this peace, you got to believe. Second thing you got to do, if you want it, you got to consider. You got to consider. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, take no thought for what you shall eat. How many are worried whether you're going to buy groceries? What you're going to drink? Lord, I need some new clothes because I'm just getting so big I can't wear these. I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about y'all. Them suits high. Praise God. Jesus said, take no thought, anxious thought. There's a connection between what he taught in Matthew 6 and what Paul taught in Philippians 4. He said, take no anxious thought for what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall put on. For your life is more than your body. And your body is more than clothing. Then he said, consider the birds of the air. You know, we're so busy. I guess some of us, the only time we see the birds is on the Alabama Power commercial. Amen. But Jesus said, consider the birds. When you find yourself getting burdened down, go out and look at some birds. This is what Jesus said. He said, consider the birds of the air. He said, they don't sow, they don't gather into barn, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Then he said, consider the lilies of the field. They toil not, neither do they spin, but yet Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And then he said, you're much more valuable to God than birds. You're much more valuable to God than flowers. So if you want this peace, you got to consider. Amen? And when you consider, you get your priorities right. You'll put the kingdom first. Because you see, God's not going to give peace to people who live with wrong priorities. You're not going to put God second and third, fourth or fifth and think he's going to give you the peace that passes all understanding. Only when you put him first will he give you the peace that passes all understanding. Is that all right? And then number three, you got to make known your requests. You got to make known. Let's go to Philippians 4:6. You got to make known your requests. And you know, this is big. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. If it's bothering you, make known your request. Hello? If you're trying to decide whether you're going to join Weight Watchers or not, you ain't bothering nobody. You got to make known. If you got an issue, you got to make known your. I wish I had a praying church here. Is that all right? Look at what the text says. Powerful text. What a wonderful text. It says, be careful for nothing. Now, how many of us have violated that? Find yourself just worried. Be careful for nothing. That is, be anxious. But in everything, everything, right? You see, anxiety really has no place in the life of a believer, because instead of worrying, get out on bending knee. Have a little talk with Jesus. He'll fix it for you. Is that all right? Instead of worrying, I'm going to pray when I find myself worrying. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need you to help me. I can't fix this myself. And every time you see yourself getting worried, just take some time and pray. You can pray sitting at your desk. You can pray driving on the freeway. You can pray in your driveway. You can pray in your living room. And sometime all you need to say is, Lord, have mercy. And that's a prayer. And God will hear that prayer. Is that all right? God says, not only pray, he says, make known your requests. What I like about blind Bartimaeus, he sat by a Jericho roadside one day and Jesus was passing by and he cried, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, Bartimaeus, come here. And he said, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus made known, what do you want the Lord to do for you? You scared to ask him? If you want the Lord to give you $1 million, you need to ask him. I didn't say he's going to give it to you. I said you need to ask him. Because I've sure asked him. I'm going to tell you straight up. And I ain't through praying about that. I'm going back to praying ground. Is that all right? And when he blessed me, I'm going to break you off. Is that all right? Make known your requests. In it, whatever it is in your life, whatever issues you have in your life, make known your request. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Number four, be thankful. Be thankful. You got to believe, you got to consider, you got to make known your requests, and then every day, it's got to be Thanksgiving Day in your life. It's so much different to live with an attitude of gratitude versus living with a chip on your shoulder. Some people can't enjoy today's sunshine because they bring in the baggage from yesterday into today. Some people can't be thankful because they got such short-term memories. I have to remind my kids over and over again, do you know what I do for you? Because y'all seem to forget. I ain't just an ATM machine. I'm going to take care of you. I want you to have the best. But remember what I do for you. And act like I'm somebody in this house. Is that all right? Be thankful. That's why God reminded Israel. He said, you were a slave in Egypt. And I brought you out on eagle's wings. I delivered you. And don't you forget that. And then the final thing, number five. Meditate. Look at verse 7. And the peace of God which passes all understanding, Philippians 4:7, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, watch this. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Look at the next verse. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, he says, you do this, and the God of peace shall be with you. Some years ago, there was a concept called transcendental meditation. It was an Eastern discipline, and what it was about to help people to connect with their deeper selves. Well, meditation simply means to think about. So if you're going to have this peace, you're going to have to cultivate the habit of positive thinking. Don't let the devil send all that negative stuff in your mind. Think about good things. Think about that which is just and honest and pure and of good report. Is that all right? Because you can't have peace of mind if your mind is burdened down with negative and depressing and frustrating thoughts. Is that all right? But you can turn this thing around. If you make it a habit, you got to make it a habit. When you make a habit of thinking positive, and you can do it. Whenever you see yourself thinking negative, say, next. Tell that thought, next. And you know then it's time to bring in a positive thought. And do you not know research has shown now that 3 minutes of negative thinking, it takes about 24 hours to undo the impact of 3 minutes of negative thinking. Now, you know, sometimes your mind can get so disturbed, it twists your stomach in knots. Amen. So it's important that you think good thoughts, that which is pure and just. And you can't spend all your time talking about how low down folks are. You got to let that go. Yeah, they might be low down, but you got to let it go and probably going to still be low down. Is that all right? They were low down last week, probably going to be low down next week and the week after that. But you got to let that go because you want peace. Yes, you want a peace that passes what? All in the midst of a storm, I want to have peace. Is that all right? A lot of stuff is happening, but I just want to have some peace. Lord, give me peace because you are the Prince of Peace. And I told you this morning, and I'm closing now, that if you know anything at all about this world, you know that there's trouble in this world. Yes, there's trouble in the city. There's trouble in the suburbs. There's trouble in Iraq. And there's trouble in Afghanistan. It's trouble in my house. If you tell the truth about it, you got some trouble in your house. And there's some trouble in the White House. Is that all right? Sometimes I feel discouraged. Sometimes I find myself frustrated, Brother Moore. Sometimes I find myself worried and bewildered, and I find myself wondering, what am I going to do next, Moniel? But then there's a voice that comes down the corridors of time, and it tells me, let not your heart be troubled, for if you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house, yeah, there are many mansions. All right. And oh, this voice belongs to the one who said, I am the Prince of Peace. This voice belonged to the one who said, I am the bread of life. Is that all right? This voice belongs to the one who said, I can give you some living water. Yes, he did. This voice belongs to the man who stilled the waters. This voice belonged to the man who calmed the sea. Is that all right? This voice belongs to the man from Galilee. Is that all right? And he said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Is that all right? And as I take my seat this morning, the gifted songwriter was right on time when he said, why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? And why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and for home? When Jesus, he's my portion, a constant friend is he. Is that all right? His eye, yeah, is on the sparrow. And I know somebody ought to know this morning. And I know he watches me. Is that all right? I sing, Sister Smith, because I'm happy. Is that all right? I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, Brother Woofin, and I'm going to keep on watching him. Is that all right? Yes, I love the Lord, and the Lord loves me. So I'm going to keep on believing his word. I'm going to keep on watching the bird and looking at the flowers. I'm going to keep on trusting him every day I live. Is that all right? And I'm going to keep on doing the thing that God would have me to do. But in the meantime, I'm going to praise his name. I love to praise him, for he's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's a wheel in the middle of the wheel, and I know he'll never let me down. He's such a jewel that I have found. Oh, I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. And when you have peace, man, you have to shout. Now, to y'all who don't want to shout, excuse me. Well, I shout, because sometimes pressure busts a pipe. Amen. So, I mean, you know, I've seen people, you know, they bring the publisher's clearing house and they knock on the door. You just won $10 million. Woo! Now, if I can get excited about that, and don't misunderstand, I would be very excited about $10 million. Praise God. But if I can get excited about that, I can get excited about Jesus. Now, certainly we respect individual styles. You know, you may be what you call still waters. And still waters run deep. I understand that. Amen. But as Brother Moore read, even Jesus said, listen to me, even Jesus said, they said, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And even Jesus said, if I did, even the rocks would cry out. Is that all right? So the Lord said, if I shut them up, the rocks going to be crying. Didn't he say that? Isn't that in your Bible? Amen. So it's room in the kingdom for everybody. Is that all right? Christ died for the up and out and the down and out. Praise God. Would you stand on your feet, please? If you're here today and you need to give your life to Jesus, I need this peace this morning, because I don't know about y'all, but I had a pretty worrisome week. I did. I'll admit it. And I told myself, I said, boy, you worrying about these issues when you ought to be making known. And Brother Milton, my good friend Brother Milton, Eric, I started to telling the Lord, Lord, I need some help. And do you not know that was therapeutic? I started to feeling better. Every time I saw myself trying to go back there. You know how we say sometimes take your burden to the Lord, and but what we do, we go back and get it. Lord, you through with that. Let me get that back from you, Lord. But I got to learn to take it to the Lord. And do you want this peace this morning that passes? He's a lily in the valley. It's a lot of issues in life. A lot of y'all facing a lot of stuff. That's life. Everybody here got some concerns. But there's somebody who can make it a whole lot better. His name is Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. And if you want him, you come by faith in his blood, repentance, confession, and baptism. And that puts you into the church that he died to build with his precious blood. Amen? And that's where you need to be. So when the Savior calls, you will be able to answer. There's a lily, it's in the valley, and it's bright as the morning. Well, I know there's a lily, it's in the valley, and it's bright as the morning. Well, I know there's a lily, it's in the valley, and it's bright as the morning. Thank you, Jesus, eh? Thank you, Jesus, eh? Way, Lord, there's peace, yeah. It's in the valley, yeah, and it's bright as the morning. Well, I know there's peace, yeah. It's in the valley, and it's bright as the morning. Well, I know there's peace, Lord. It's in the valley, and it's bright as the morning. Thank you, Jesus, eh? Thank you, Jesus, eh? Yeah.